How to do an exploratory session.
Now, maybe what you'll find out is 20% of them you're just never going to coach.
Yeah.
So you can just like, okay, and maybe you can start identifying those people up front before you do the session. But you might find 20% of them are really easy conversions, and you just got to find out what it is.
Okay.
So it would be good for you to write that stuff down after each session. Maybe have a table to say, you know, yes, client, no, and here are the reasons, no, so you can see where all the people are landing.
Yeah, and the other thing about that too is by not asking them, I'm not finding out what their objections are so that I can do anything about it either.
Yeah, exactly. So let's make a list now of the things you can add to your session that I think could make a difference. Number one, if you're not doing this already, let them know that it's a really fun, easy process, the coaching. Like, all it is a phone call a week.
Yeah.
It's really simple. And then if they want to have homework and actions and stuff, they can. If they don't want to do that, they don't have to. So let them know it's a really fun, easy process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got nothing to lose by at least trying it out for a month.
Yep.
Okay. Number two, you might want to consider, so this might be a checklist for you at the end of each session, consider confronting them on their goals.
Yeah.
You know, like if they're like, oh, I'll think about it or whatever, you actually say something like, look, you've said that you want to change careers.
Yeah.
Now, how serious are you? Is this really just like an idea and in 3 years' time we're going to have the same conversation?
Yep.
Or is this actually something that will make a difference to your life? And then you might even challenge them. Like if they say, well, it would really make a difference to my life, you say, look, all it's going to take you is a phone call a week, right, for you to actually say yes to moving forward on this. So I'm going to actually challenge you to, you know, take a step into action, because I know the easy thing to do is to just go, I'll think about it, you know, not really make any changes in your life. Now, you can do that, but that's not what I'm about. So you can totally do that, or I'll give you the option to actually take action now. And all it's going to be is one phone call a week. You really confront them with it. And that's only if they've actually confirmed, yes, this would make a big difference to my life. You may have to check on that.
Yeah.
And so you may find that in all these sessions, you're not finding that hot button. You're actually not finding a goal that will make a big difference to their life.
Yeah, that's what I have wondered as well, that, you know, yes, I've got this goal, but it's just something I'd kind of like to do. And it is, getting to the bottom of that.
Okay, great. We'll put that as step zero.
Yeah.
Because we've just got one and two in the checklist. Put that as step zero. Is this really buzzing you? Would this really make a difference? Because you may find that they're shooting low.
Yep.
They're like, oh, you know, maybe if, you know, we went on a holiday, you know.
Yeah.
No, what would really juice you?
Yeah.
What do you want to have happen in your relationship? What is it that you're not being straight about with your body? You know, that you know, how would you feel wonderful in your body? What is it in your job? Is it like, would you really like a promotion and to increase your income, or do you not care?
Yeah.
Find out for them, because they're probably not really getting there. This will be a great process for you.
Yeah, it would.
Juice up your sessions. So you're doing really well in getting the sessions. You know, 38 sessions is a lot. That's excellent. Right?
Yeah, I don't have trouble getting them. It's this whole business of converting them.
I totally get it. So that's why I felt this would be really important, this session, that we could actually look at that. So we've got, okay, is the goal juicy enough, which is probably the number one thing. Then we've got letting them know it's a really easy process and fun.
Yep.
Just one session a week. Number three, we had confronting them.
Yeah. Sorry, what was number one?
Oh, sorry. I skipped them. We started from zero. So zero was the juicy goal.
Yes. Okay, that's fine.
And then we got one and two.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Cool.
And then number three would be, if there was a number three, you probably don't need a number three, because if they're really juiced and they're confronted by their goals and whatever, and they know it's a really easy process, then what else is there to think about?
Yeah.
So here's number three.
Yeah, there is.
Number three is, if you've gone through all that and they still want to talk about it with their husband or whatever, you might just gently check with them. You know what? This seems like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah.
And yet there still seems like something you're waiting or looking or analyzing, like some kind of resistance. So would you be willing to just let me, like, am I right there? Is there something still holding you back?
Yeah.
Because, like, it looks to me like this would be something to jump into and go, yeah. So what's there for you?
Yeah.
Find out.
Yeah.
And if they're worried about the fear or whatever, then bring all that out. Bring it all out. And this is crap about, let me think about it. You know, probably one in 15 or 20 of those people is actually going to call you back and say yes.
Yeah.
And you can, in step three, you can even share that with them. So, but, you know, just so you know, people who want to think about it, that ends up being a no.
Yeah.
So I'd like to just assume with you that it's probably a, you know, there's some resistance or a no there.
Yeah.
And I want to explore with you, if you're willing, what's there for you right now. Is it, and maybe write a little checklist. Is it, like, just too hard? Is it a little bit too confronting? Like, what could happen? Is it, oh, you know, maybe, you know, there's money involved in this and I don't want to go there. Maybe do this checklist with them.
And just go through it, what it is.
Yeah, just find out, you know, is it, here's what I found in the past. It could be A, B, C. Is it any one of those or is it something else?
Yeah.
And that's opening it up for them to really be honest with you.
Yeah. That's right.
And then get them as a client. Now, I know you may not do sessions for free, but if you go through all this, and then money, if money is the issue, you may find that they're willing to do 1 month for half price, and then if it goes really well, they'll pay you full price.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing to do. And the other thing that I've been adding, when I'm just sorting out all the stuff on my website now, and I'm thinking of maybe offering a free session for a while.
A free session?
Yeah, like an introductory
coaching.
Isn't that
what you're doing now?
How do you mean?
Didn't we just talk about 38 of these things?
Oh, but those are exploratory sessions. Is that, you count that as a free session?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is there a difference?
Well, maybe let me say that when they have agreed to have coaching, that they'll get, instead of 10 sessions, they'll get 11, kind of. Do you?
Oh, I see. Like, you won't pay. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You could do that, or you could do something like, you know, the third month will be half price.
Yeah. Yes, that's a better idea, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. But see what's needed. So they may just be ready.
Yeah.
They may be ready, and then you can negotiate and just find out what might be attractive if they're hesitant. So if it is money, you might say, well, you know what, I really want to coach you. I'm building my practice.
Mm.
What would make it attractive?
Yeah.
Let them think about it, and then you can throw in stuff like, let's see. What if, like, if they're really, really worried about if they're going to get results, like they're happy to pay for it, but they're not sure it's going to be valuable, then maybe sign a money back guarantee.
Yeah.
One thing that I've thrown in before is if they're unsure about it and they're like, oh, yeah, maybe, like they're leaning towards it, I might say, look, why don't we do a trial month instead of 3 months? Because I tell everybody 3 months is standard.
Yeah.
I say, look, you want to do just trial months, see how it goes? And then they be like, oh, yeah, that doesn't sound too bad. Let's do that.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So you've got a few things to work with?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a big session. Like, you could take one of these things and practice it for a month. So what I'll suggest...
Do them one at a time.
I'm not necessarily saying that. I'm just saying there's a lot there. So you've really, you know, this will take some time for you to practice everything here.
Yes, it will.
You've got some research and development to do. You've done so well at getting out there, getting 38 sessions. Now the next thing is to tweak it, to talk to your clients, find out what's missing. Definitely go back and follow up with every single person that was like a maybe.
Yeah.
Definitely do that. And I think it's time for Shirley to get more forceful. More firm with people. And if they say no, that's great. You've got to know that this I'm going to talk about or think about it, something's unresolved, particularly if you're not going to let money stand in the way and you'd be willing to do half price if you had to, something like that.
Yeah.